Hi, welcome to Infone Customer Services. How can I help?
Hello, my name is Mark Casey. I was just had a phone call from Melbourne Phone to see would I sign up for the NBN.
Okay.
And I was talking to the accounts manager and everything and the whole lot, and I've just decided to I'm going to change my mind. I'm not going ahead with Melbourne Phone anymore.
Okay, so have you received the welcome back from us?
No, I've not. It was just off, just after it happened about 20 minutes ago. I was on the phone to one of your colleagues.
Okay, so you just had a word with one of our representatives, and did you agree to any contract?
I kind of was over the phone, but it was a 10-day cooling period, isn't it?
Okay. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You can send us an email. I'll let you know the email address. Do you have a pen and a paper handy with you?
Just 2 seconds.
Sure.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead there.
You can make a note. The email address is. Shall I start?
Yeah, go ahead there.
Yeah, it's the word support.
Support, SUPPORT.
Yeah. At.
Yes.
M phone.
Sorry?
M phone.
M phone. Yes.
.com.
Yes.
.au.
.au.
This is
Yes.
the email address, sir, which is for our. This is our supporting now. So in case if you want to, if you want to. Let us know about any changes that you want to make about your plan. You can send us an email about it. After you sign up a contract, you get a 10-day cooling off period in between this time. You can make up your mind. But I would still
Yeah.
like to inform you. Can you please let me know which supplier have you been with before?
Sorry?
Which supplier have you been with? Which supplier do you pay the bills to?
Telstra.
You're paying to Telstra, and how much do you pay every month?
$109 a month. But
Okay.
I just want to stay. I just want to stay with Telstra now. I don't want to change over now. I'm happy with Telstra. So I just don't want to change over. And I just was over the phone with one of your colleagues getting me to sign up. And I did sign up kind of thing. And I'm thinking about it now because I was in work. I'm in work at the moment. And I just decided, no, I'm going to stay with Telstra.
Okay,
So
that's
just to.
absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine, sir. There is no problem with it. But if you have a whenever you're at work now, fine. So when you are home, if you pull up your old bills that you have been sent from Telstra, okay, you will get a clear
Yeah.
picture about how much you're exactly paying for it now. So if you
Yeah.
compare your monthly expenses and if you calculate your overall annual expense on the telephone bills, for example, say Telstra charges you $5 a month. Okay.
Yeah,
And
well, I'm just.
if you calculate the amount in 12 months' time, you will get the actual picture how much you actually end up paying annually to them. And you can
Yeah.
compare the package cost that you have been offered with mPhone in 12 months, so you will get to know the difference and the amount of savings that you will get from it.
Yeah,
And moreover,
I understand all that. I understand all that. It's just that we're going to stay with Telstra because we're happy with the speed and there's no messing or nothing. So I just
okay,
prefer to stay there.
Okay. I understand. I totally agree with you. But I just need to inform you one thing, sir. In all over Australia, whichever supplier you be with, whether it's Telstra or Optus or Infone or any other supplier, you actually get the same quality services. Only the prices are different, but the services that you get are actually the same. There's nothing...
Yeah, but the speed will be different, isn't it?
No, not the speed, sir. Because, see, I'll explain you in a better way. See, the main internet platform, like from where all the... you talk about residential connections or business connections, all the connections actually are drawn from the NBN network. That is the main network which is laid down, which is the National Broadband Network. Okay. So all companies, including Telstra, Optus, Mphone, we actually draw the connection from there. So if Telstra offers you 50 Mbps, you will get 50 Mbps. If Mphone offers you 50 Mbps, you will get the same 50 Mbps speed. There is nothing different with the speed. The only difference that you find is the monthly cost.
Right.
Okay. Because every company, see, there's nothing different that all the companies are doing. Every company is doing the same thing. Okay. Just for a brand name, Telstra will charge you more. For example, you will see in the remote areas, you will get Starlink there. Okay. So there is no cable, there is no modem, there is only one modem that directly gets you the internet. That's a totally different thing. But that is not dependent on NBN, sir. Okay. But the other broadbands that are available, it is actually under the NBN. So you get the same thing, whichever company you be with. So you have been with Telstra for quite some time, I believe, so you can give it a try with us for a year or two. I can assure you that it won't be
if I do go with Melbourne Phone and I decide to go back to Telstra within the year, what fee do I pay for breaking that contract?
Okay, how long was the contract term that you have been offered?
12 months.
12 months, so it's just a year. So the exit fee for the contract is $199. Okay, which is a lot more with Telstra and the other suppliers. It's a one-off thing. Okay, and
So if I break that contract, it's $199.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And have you also opted for a new modem, sir?
Yeah, they said they were going to see with the modem I have work.
Okay.
Or they'll send me out a new one free of charge.
See. This is the difference between Telstra and us. We give you the option to keep your own modem, okay, and we configure the same modem for you, okay. This is an option which you don't get with other companies. You have to buy a new modem from them, and they will sell you a modem, okay. Now, in case if your modem, we only change the modems if you require a better modem, then only. Because generally, all the modems that are given in the last 5 years are all compatible with the NBN speeds that you get. Because see, maximum for a residential connection, you will take 100 Mbps speed or 250 Mbps speed.
Yeah.
So there is no need to change, buy a new modem, spending $200 on it.
Yeah.
Okay, because the modems that you get, they already support 150 Mbps to 300 Mbps. You're not going to take more than 300 Mbps speed for a residential connection. So it is going to work out for you. But with several companies, you will see, they have a tendency of selling you new modem, saying this and that. But if you go for if you buy a modem which supports 1 Gbps speed, and you take a connection which gives you 50 Mbps speed, there is no point buying it.
Yeah. Well, Melbourne Phone said they were going to, if I needed a new modem, they were going to give me one free of charge.
Yeah, if they have told you that you will be given one free of charge, then surely you will get it. Whatever you have been promised, you will surely get it from Mphone. Okay? Because we believe in commitments. So if you have been committed something, you don't need to worry about it. But generally, it is not required to change your modem. So selling modems to customers is actually a practice which is actually not required always. Because if your modem is working fine, if your modem is working fine, you're able to use the internet on it with the speeds are up, everything is up with a stable connection, why would you change it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a 10-minute job that we need to do. We need to just configure it to the new settings. That's all we need to do.
Okay.
You don't have to pay any technician for it. We will do it remotely.
Right. I'll have a think about it another bit. And
think
and
about it, sir. See.
If it's thing that I do, I want to stay with Telstra, do I ring ye before the 10 days is up and that's it? I don't have to pay any contract fees.
Yeah, see, it's quite flexible. Before 10 days, if you want to change your mind, fine, no problem. But after 10 days, you will be in a contract. So you have to complete the contract term with us. And I can assure you, after completing 1 year, you will call us and renew the contract by yourself.
Okay, so no problem.
I can guarantee you that.
Right. Well, I hope so.
Okay, you can give it a try, sir, see. At the end of the day, it will be you who will be paying the bills. Okay.
Okay, so thanks very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Thanks. And if I want to come out with this, come out before the 10 days, I ring this number again. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. You can call us, and I have given you the email address as well.
Yeah.
In case if you need any assistance, you can send us an email about it, and it will be responded back within 24 hours. And the best part is, with Telstra, you don't get a personal account manager. With us, you get one. So for each and every customer, we keep a dedicated representative as their customer account manager. So whenever you call our support number, you will directly get connected to someone who will be speaking to you. You have to go. You don't have to go be on the queue for 10 minutes to get to speak to someone, and the person will take another 15 minutes to fetch your details. And it won't be that long.
All right, sir. Perfect.
You called us within the first two rings. You got the call attended today.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you get this experience with Telstra?
Well, I haven't rang Telstra lately, but I know.
So you have to go through the IVR, and it will take at least 5 to 7 minutes at least to get you connected to someone.
Yeah, last year and took a while, okay.
Yep. So this is the difference. Now, it's your choice, sir. You can make up your mind, no problem.
Okay.
I would advise you, give it a try for a year. After a year, you have the option to move back to Telstra.
Fair enough, sir. That's lovely. Thanks very much.
Thank you for calling us, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Siri, ring Shirley.